Blog Talk Radio. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. Today is Friday. You can tell by the sound of my voice. I'm excited. Yeah, I am excited. Things are going well. You guys are here. I'm here. We're all in good health. Hey, what more is there to life? Y'all with me? I mean, eat, drink, and be merry, but this is how it is. Welcome, guys, to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Good afternoon. Well, it's still morning. It's a great morning indeed, and I'm just happy to make it to another Friday. I mean, Fridays are great, aren't they? And, you know, now, back in the day, a lot of people had, you know, parties on Fridays, right? A lot of people had parties on Fridays. And, but now, you know, we aren't having parties on Fridays anymore. Y'all notice that? No more Friday parties, pretty much. If you're having something, you don't plan it on a Friday night because you have to work all day. Okay, on Friday, unless you take the day off, but then your guests have had to work all day, and, you know, Fridays are tough. So, you know, when people always have parties on Fridays, now they don't. Okay, parties are on Saturday nights, right? Most parties are on Saturday nights. So, I don't know where I was going with that. But anyway, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And, guys, I don't know why I'm so excited today. But I'm excited. I'm happy. There are, you know, a lot of things going on. And I want to be a part of it. You with me? But what I need to say is our show today is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. You can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. On Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow us on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. Facebook, search for The Frank Williams Show. And go ahead and become friends of the show. And if you're on my show page right now, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and follow the show and get daily show notes about the show before it airs, okay? So whether you're on Facebook, Twitter, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? And today's episode is entitled Free Fall Friday. Y'all know what today is. Today is Friday. Today is Free for All Friday. So whatever you want to talk about, you know, anytime, just call into the show. Let's talk. 818-301-5834. Now, today or last night or maybe yesterday, I don't know, I say Thursday or maybe even Wednesday, the professor died. The professor from Gilligan's Island died, okay? maybe 24 hours ago, maybe 48 hours ago, maybe 72 hours ago. I'm not sure, but he died within the last couple of days, okay? And y'all, you know, y'all remember the professor from Gilligan's Island. He said that the most asked question of him all the time was, hey, man, why you couldn't build a raft so we could float off this island and get somewhere? Why couldn't you fix the boat so we could get out of here and get somewhere? Y'all with me? And, you know, I know, you know, he built radios and all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, that was fine. But, you know, with the radios he built, you could never, you know, once you were starting to, right there when you were starting to get, you know, signals and calls from someone, you say, oh, we got someone's on the radio. We picked up a signal. Can you hear me, sir? Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead. Hey, this is awesome. And I was on, we were, and then Gilligan or somebody come through and hit the table accidentally and knock the radio off and bust it. Right? And then the next scene, you see the professor trying to put it back together, you know, because he's ages now. He's trying to put it back together. And once he get it back together, there's no signal. Can't pick up a thing. Okay? But, you know, they were there, right? They were there. And he said that that's the most asked question of him. You know, isn't that wild? I mean, that's probably my question, too. You know, that's probably my question, too, would be to him if I saw him. You know, is that, hey, man, why didn't you build a boat? Why didn't you fix the boat? Looked like it just had to knock the hole in the side of it. You know, you couldn't figure out how to patch the hole. You know, is the engine and all still working? I mean, come on. So that was his most asked question in his life, was about, you know, why he couldn't make something to, you know, the island. And that was it. You know, that was it. But the professor died. And then another thing is that the last Munchkin from the movie, The Wizard of Oz, died on Wednesday as well, or Thursday, okay? Just right in here with the professor, okay? And the last Munchkin from The Wizard of Oz, and it was a female, okay? It was a female. So she outlived them all, right? And I don't know when that movie happened, when it was filmed or whatever, but it seems to me like it was the, like 1940, 50, or something like that, 1940 or 50. You know, I know my mom used to always say, that movie's old as me. So it had to be in the 40s or something right in there. She was born in 36, so it had to be in the 40s or something in there, you know, when that movie was filmed, The Wizard of Oz, okay? So, you know, that's, so those two people died, okay? Free Fall Friday, guys, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. We'll talk about whatever you want. All lines are open. And, but I understand, you know, a lot of you guys tell me all the time, Frank, I just don't like talking in front of a lot of people. Well, you sit at home on your cell phone, and you and I talking back and forth. Would you call me on my cell phone and talk to me? Would you do that? That's exactly what we're doing here on the radio. is we're talking to each other over the cell phones. Okay, think of it like that, talking to each other over the cell phones. There's no one else in our conversation unless I put them in there, unless I add some more people to our conversation, open up, you know, to put some more people in. But, you know, I wouldn't do that, okay? So, you know, unless you were good with that, right? So call the show, guys. Call the show anytime. If there's a topic that you see that you're going to, that you think you'd want to comment on or you want to hear, call into the show. Because I may say something that triggers you into punching, you know, pressing number one, putting you on the air. And we talk, debating back and forth, or we agreeing back and forth. You with me? And that's, you know, that's how I like to, for things to go. You know, that's how I like things to go. 818-301-5834 is the number. Free fall Friday. We're running good. And today is a nice day. It's a beautiful day. Crisp. You know, you guys know what crisp is. It's when that hawk is when that hawk cuts around your earlobe. Y'all with me? That hawk cuts around your earlobe, and you say, "Woof, man, it's cold." And you're walking fast trying to get to your car. You know, you're walking fast trying to get to your car, and it's just wow. And guys, another thing is that it's a nice day out, okay, and it's crisp out. It's Friday. It's the weekend, and it's a long weekend because hopefully you have Monday off. Maybe you don't want to take Monday off, but hopefully you have Monday off, and you can hang out. You with me? There's going to be, you know, I think the weather's going to be fine for the weekend. So if you want to do some things outdoors, that's fine. I mean, myself, I like to grill out. I like to grill out in the backyard. And, you know, I'll do that at a drop of a hat as long as I've got, you know, product. You know, some chicken or some ribs or a pork butt or something like that. You know, hey, come on, you know, some seafood, whatever. I'll do it. You know, and get it done. I like to do that. I don't care if it's cold. You know, you can light the grill and stand right there by the grill, dude, and stay warm. Okay. I also have a pit out back that I burn. I can burn like a outdoor fireplace. It's an outdoor fireplace, and I got wood and I burn it. Start me a great fire, and I can stay out there and cook. You know, three walls and it's heated. You know, I mean, you know. That's how I do it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call me, guys. Let's talk. Okay? There's, I don't know why I'm so excited today, but I am. It's Friday, like I said. I have to work. This evening, but hey, that's no big deal. I'm off the rest of the weekend and on Monday, on King Day. Now, there are a lot of businesses out there that don't recognize that, you know, the holiday. And a lot of you guys work for those businesses. And that's their prerogative, okay, to do that. And, you know, I don't want you to jeopardize anything by going in and saying anything about it, about not being off and this and that. If you're not off, go ahead, go in and do your job, and you'll be off in 8 hours. I mean, anyone can do 8 hours. 8 hours is nothing. But if your company doesn't recognize it, if I were you, I'd go in, do my 8 hours, and come home, just like usual. And he's saying nothing about it, no big deal. Okay? That's how your bills are being paid. So, you can't go in there. I wonder how many people get fired from work on Dr. King Day because they didn't want to go to work because the company doesn't recognize King Day and they want to act a fool, not go to work. I ain't going to work. They got the game birthday. It's a national holiday. Okay. But your folks don't recognize this national holiday. You're supposed to be at work. Okay, I wonder how many people get fired for that. Man, some kind of statistic on that. I wonder if there's a statistic like that. How many people get fired from their job on King Day? Because they didn't want to come to work, because they feel like it's a national holiday. And all people are supposed to be out of work. But you know one thing? Even on the holiday, people don't think that the liquor stores should be closed. Right? They don't deserve a day off. Why they closed on Christmas? Liquor store. Okay? Everybody can't be closed on every holiday. That's just not feasible. Okay? And and I'm not being funny about this, but so, and you're not one of those people. You're one of those people, rather, that has to work on the holiday. And like I said, it's no big deal. Go ahead and do your thing. Don't get fired about it. Okay? 818-301-5834. Free for all Friday. Call me. Let's talk. Talk about whatever you want. Computers or, you know, cell phones or, hey, that's another thing. Cell phone. Cell phones, you know, these companies are outrageous. Okay? Now, the way they're luring people, the way that they sell phones now is to send you an email telling you that you're, eligible for an upgrade, okay? And you're like, eligible for an upgrade? Oh, yeah, you're eligible for an upgrade. And you think about that. And you call them, and you say, hey, you know, I want to upgrade. Yeah, come on in. Come on in, you know. And we'll do that for you. So then you go in, and you're like, okay, I'm here for my upgrade. Okay, well, what phone do you want, Mr. Williams? Oh, man, I want that phone right there. All right, that phone right there is $700. $700. It's an upgrade for my phone, right? Yeah. But I got to pay $700? I mean, phones used to be free because they'll give you the phone for your business. Y'all with me? But now they're coming out with these extravagant phones, and we want them. Right? We want them. And they know you're going to pay for them. They know you want them. They're hot item. But they used to give you the phone free. Yeah, you can go in there and say, I want to upgrade my phone. They'll say, okay, you can upgrade, but you're going to have to renew your two-year agreement with us. Oh, I'm going to have the phone 2 years. I'm going to be using it 2 years. So, yeah, go ahead and let me sign up for another 2 years of service, and you give me that phone. And it's no money down. It's free. Okay, and they had something that cost a little bit, but you can get a free phone, free upgrade back in the day. But now they want all the money they can find on the floor, right? So they're going to charge you for these phones. So don't get caught in the okey-doke when you get an email from Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, Sprint, whomever you have service with, you know, make that phone call first instead of wasting your gas and your time driving there and looking for an upgrade. You're going to be disappointed or you're going to walk out of there with that phone with payments, or you pay for it in full, however you feel. You know, one or the other. Take my chances on the phone. I'd call on the phone first to find out what's going on, because I also received one of those emails, okay? But I made a phone call or two to find out exactly what was going on. And that's exactly what was going on. You know, it's mind-blowing, guys. And you have to be careful. And if there's anything that you want to share with someone, come on the show and tell that, you know, give that information out, okay? Because there's someone out there, your story, because their story is just like that. Or, you know, they'll learn from it and won't make that mistake. That's what I want. I want to be able to hear something, figure it out, and not make that mistake. Okay? And that's what you do with people. If people talk amongst themselves, bang, 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 bouncing stuff off of one another, you can figure things out. Okay? And that's what I love about all of you guys. Y'all help me figure things out. And again, it's Friday. I'm happy. I hope you are. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. I got about a minute left in the show. But I'm getting ready to go. It's Friday. And we had a great time. And I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Friday! Take care, guys.
Number one. I have